Hello and welcome to D Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatraj Ananda and today I have with me a very special guest, Nikhil Kamath, who is a co-founder and CIO, TrueBeacon and Zerodha. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Kamath.
Hi, Shatraj.
Well, the first question, Mr. Kamath, I want to put it across to you that, you know, what do you make of their mutual fund numbers for the month of June? Net equity inflows in June took a massive hit, tumbling to around about 225 crores from, 5,000 crores on a month-on-month basis. Does this data worry you with respect to investors' behavior?
I think a lot of investors right now have a lot of time at hand, and they are rebalancing their allocation to mutual funds or managed asset classes onto direct equity. So net-net, if not as much, more money is coming into the capital markets,
right,
but it might not be coming in through mutual funds.
Okay.
There's also a big component in here is the liquid fund liquidation, which is considered a part of mutual funds and managed assets, which has been significant. I think the reason for that is the declining interest rates. Liquid funds are no longer giving the kind of return they used to once. And all of this money now seems to be coming into the equity markets, albeit directly by an investor researching on his own and allocating capital versus going to a fund manager. In this, there are some things which are positive. There is a negative aspect of it. On the negative side, I would say that investors on a retail level react a lot more quickly than a fund manager. So if there is a 3% fall, we might see a lot of people selling at the same time versus if the money came into the markets through a fund house, wherein the fund manager might have more restraint and, you know, might take longer to make that call. So whatever future stock movements we see in the very short term, I think will be more drastic based on this phenomenon. And on the plus side, I think investors have not made too much money going through the mutual fund route. The asset management industry in India is very cost heavy. There are a lot of distributors at play. The fund managers charge typically 1.5 to 2%, which is kind of not the most beneficial fee structure for a retail investor to add allocation to the equity markets by virtue of. So I think them coming in directly removes all these inhibiting costs in a way, and that is positive. So it has some pluses and some minuses, I would say.
Right. Well, we'll take that with both hands. Apart from that, well, the last 6 months, you know, we could call that a roller coaster ride for investors. So what is your call on the markets for the next 6 to 12 months? And do you think markets will sort of come to terms with the fundamentals?
At some point, I think they have to, Shatraj. In the next 6 to 12 months is a long-term outlook for me. And I think it's very, very hard to call. Yeah. But definitely in the next 1 month or say 45 days, there seems like there is a lot of optimism which has crept into the market that everything will be fine. Investors are looking beyond the virus and behaving in a manner wherein the prices are reflecting as if the issue is over already. So definitely in the next 30 to 45 days, I see a lot of volatility. I would say there would be sharp drops and spikes.
Right.
And one should be careful not to get stuck in between all this. So definitely as a retail investor, make sure you don't leverage, make sure you don't allocate too much capital to small and mid-cap companies. And I think the key as always remains to have a diversified portfolio wherein you have a certain allocation to equity, but you also have, say, a fixed income component which you enter by virtue of buying, say, G-Secs or tax-free bonds.
You know, word of caution there from Mr. Kamath. Well, the next question I wanted to put across to you is that, well, DMart profit, you know, sort of nearly vanishes in Q1 and the stock now trades at 100 times earnings as compared to, let's say, industry average PE of 74 times. Now, do you think that amid COVID times, high PE companies trading at premium valuations could come under pressure? And are there any stocks which are, you know, hanging by the thread?
With DMart, they do have a great management. The CEO of the company happens to be a good friend of mine. And they probably have one of the best quality managements in their space.
Right.
So a premium in some ways would be justified.
Mm-hmm.
They're also a real estate play, and they're very efficient at running their supply chain and logistics.
Mm-hmm.
But on an overall level, I do think the companies which are valued at a P of, you know, anywhere between 60 to 100
mm-hmm.
are kind of taking for granted a lot of the growth that we think will happen next year or the year after.
Right.
In such uncertain times, I do not personally allocate capital to companies which are that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
An investor would be well advised to maintain caution and be wary when he is allocating money to companies which are very, very highly priced, especially in the current scenario.
Right. And a lot of bets are being placed on the agri space, you know, which remains fairly unaffected by COVID. What are the pocket of opportunities where investors can look at?
Agri-tech is a big space. I think not just in India, but across the world, a lot of money is coming into the sector,
mm-hmm.
Especially when supply chains are getting disrupted across the world.
Mm-hmm.
I would say not just investor capital, but government capital will find its money into the sector as well,
mm-hmm.
as companies become less reliant on supply chains originating from other geographies outside of our sovereign territories. So a lot more money will come into this sector for sure.
Okay.
How to play the space is a bit hard because there aren't very many large listed players in this category.
Mm-hmm.
So people will have to wait and watch what transpires. If we have the few companies that are listed, and I think most of the innovation typically in India,
mm-hmm.
it's actually a bad thing. Most innovative companies in the last 5 to 10 years have chosen to go the private equity route versus coming into the stock market for capital.
Mm-hmm.
As and when more of these innovative companies come into the secondary markets or the stock markets, and retail investors can buy a pie of these, I think agri companies will definitely be the flavor of some season. Might not necessarily be this season, but maybe the preceding next season.
Right. And the last question I want to put across to you is that it's slightly a different one. You know, Sundar Pichai says Google will invest 75,000 odd crores in India over the next 5 to 7 years. And he said the investment will be done through a mix of equity investments, private partnerships, and operational infrastructure in ecosystem investments. Well, do you think this would actually lift the market sentiment?
It would. I mean, more money coming into India is always good news.
Mm-hmm.
I think for all of us, be it a stockbroker or a media house or anybody else involved in the entire ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times when foreign players make claims of investing significant corpuses of capital into India,
mm-hmm.
we don't see them generally follow through with it to the extent that they first committed.
Okay.
I hope and pray that this time is different and Google actually ends up bringing all of this money into India.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're a really large market with many, many opportunities. We have a growing middle class and plenty of room for disruption.
Right.
And I think this is net beneficial for the entire ecosystem.
Great. Well, thank you, Mr. Kamath, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.